Chapter 2. Tribulations of a Student Nurse. A student nurse goes through a lot of hardship. They are so frightened of making mistakes, and everything seems foreign. Even room numbers are confusing. For example, room 3006 is across from the desk. Then you have to go to room 3001, so you walk all the way to the end of the hall, thinking it would be there. Oh no, you think. It must be in the other hall. By the end of the day, you are tired from running back and forth, trying to find rooms, or checking up and finding all the items in the dressing room. I was in a room washing up a patient when I heard a student nurse say to her patient, "Mr. Gill, could you turn to the side so I can tuck in your draw sheet?" "Sir, you are pulling the draw sheet with you. Let's start all over again." This same mistake was repeated several times. I felt so sorry for this student. Knowing how frustrated she would be, I came to assist her. I said to the patient, "Sir, when the nurse asks you to turn to the side, just make a turn. Don't push your body to the other side. So let's try this. There, that is much better. Now, let's make the bed together." I glanced at the nurse, whose face looked all flushed. She looked very refined. You could tell she had a good upbringing. "Thank you, Gerald," she said. "You are very welcome, Margaret," I replied. I helped her out as much as I could, but didn't make it too obvious. She was a fast learner, and I told her so. I could tell by charting that she developed more confidence in herself. She was very grateful for all the help. I loved teaching the students. It was so rewarding. I remember one student nurse who knew exactly what to do according to the book. But the book didn't tell you the practical part and how to organize your time. One morning, I looked at her and said, "How are you doing, Kathy?" "Terrible," she said. "I didn't sleep all night." "You were most likely organizing your work all night and never finished anything," I said. "That's right. How did you know?" she asked. "I've been there," I replied. "Anyway, today we are going to do everything together, okay?" She was now willing to learn. We looked after my patients and her patients together. She paid close attention to whatever I said. When she did a dressing, I guided her as much as I could, letting her take over whenever she felt comfortable with it. I had worked with her mother many years ago when I was a student nurse. "Thank you, thank you for teaching me. I really appreciate this," she said. "I enjoy doing it, Kathy," I said. I used to instruct the practical nurses in just basic bedside nursing and urology. Once again, experience is the best teacher. Helene was a nursing instructor from the old school. She was excellent in her teaching, but also very strict. She wouldn't let you get away with anything, and her manner in a confrontation was unforgettable. For example, the policy at the hospital was that patients should be taken downstairs in wheelchairs. One student was assigned to take a newly discharged patient downstairs. "Where do I find a wheelchair?" she said to herself. She found one in the utility room. "This looks like a wheelchair." She was just about to wheel this patient into the elevator when who marched in? Her instructor. She said to the visitors on the elevator, "Could you all leave and take the next elevator? I want to talk to this nurse." The instructor then turned to the patient and said, "Sir, could you stand up for a moment?" She lifted up the lid and said to the student nurse, What does that look like? The student looked very embarrassed. This looks like a commode chair, she said. And you would have taken this patient down on a commode chair, said the instructor. Next time, ask if not sure. Let's go back and find a wheelchair instead. I can relate to these embarrassments. Some doctors would tease a student in the operating room. Nurse, could you get me an Otis elevator? So off the student would go, looking all over the hospital for this instrument, not realizing the doctor wasn't talking about an instrument, but an elevator by the company name, Otis. If a student nurse wasn't familiar with a certain task or treatment, she would whisper to me, "Could you help me out? So-and-so is the case." Apparently, some of these students were terrified asking certain questions to their instructor, so I was their big brother.